Wild Nation, are you ready for football? It's time for some two-a-days, where each NFL team is broken down by experts to get you ready for game day. Everything you need to know and a few tips to impress the pickiest of football fans. Now, your host, the sports gal pal herself, Ramona Rice.
Well, hey there, Gal Pal Nation. Welcome to my two-a-day series where we're breaking down each NFL team to get you ready for game day. With me today is from Next Fan Up Podcast. It is Davey, the Viking superfan. Davey, welcome to the Sports Gal Pal.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get to it. Last year, all of a sudden, there was no Adrian Peterson because he decided he had family drama. And that's all I'm going to talk about because we've all talked about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We all know what he did. It was awful. Whatever, it's done. Let's move on. I hope his family's good. How is AP looking? How is AP looking? And how is your offense going to improve with him in it?
It's hard to imagine that it went far better. I mean, we were all excited that Teddy finally looks like a good quarterback, that we don't have to sweat it out with another rookie begging our GM to draft another one right now. And it only gets better when you have the world's best running back in the back. And whatever, you know, Jamal Charles or LeSean McCoy wants to say about being the LeBron James of the NFL, it's Adrian until it's proved otherwise. You know, last time he played, he was the MVP. So we'll see until he knows something different, he's the guy. So, you know, defenses queue up on him and it opens up everything in the passing game. We've got more weapons now with Mike Wallace, and Teddy's looking great in the preseason so far. And that's without Adrian Peterson touching the ball. So, you know, it's hard to believe that our offense won't be vastly improved right now.
Really? Really, Teddy? Really? You're going to trust in Teddy? Really?
Yeah, we're excited about him. I mean, like, tentatively excited and nervously excited. But, you know, it's been since Dante Culpepper that I can remember that we drafted a quarterback that was good. So if you go through the, you know, the carousel of quarterbacks we've had, the only one that was good was bringing in, you know, Grandpa Favre. And that worked out swimmingly to the point of the last play of the Saints game. So, you know, overall, it's been a struggle here. And, you know, Teddy's looking very sharp right now in the preseason. And all reports from, you know, everybody that knows more than I do is that he understands what's going on. And, you know, he's the exact opposite of Christian Ponder, which is great. So, you know, we're happy about it.
Wow. I am glad you're happy about it, because I would not, again, I'm very jealous that you are very confident in your quarterback, as I am not, because, again, I don't trust his knees and I don't trust his backups. And all of Galpa Nation already knows that I'm an Eagles fan. And if you couldn't tell by the whole knees comment, then you really should go back and listen to some of my episodes and learn. Can you tell I'm saucy tonight?
It's been like away from Suggs and his knees will be all right.
That's a low blow. Like, both literally and figuratively, Davey. Yeah, hey. Low blow.
No, seriously, though, if you go back and watch some of these ESPN spots, they were redrafting last year, and unanimously they were picking the first draft. The first pick in last year's draft should have been Teddy Bridgewater.
All right. Well, we're going to see how it goes. So let's talk about it. So we talked about the offensive side. You know, again, I think Adrian Peterson coming back, huge. He's had an entire year off. So let's compare him really quick to A-Rod for the New York Yankees and go with me with this. No one expected Grandpa A-Rod in that DH position to be like as phenomenal at age 40 as he is. Now, granted, the AL East is like horrible in pitching, but then you got like Adrian Peterson, who's still in his prime, having an entire year off.
Yeah,
it blows my mind.
No one discounts, you know, everybody's got their own opinions on Peterson and his personal life. No one has ever questioned his professional preparation and his ability to come back from, you know, first of all, that ACL injury and his work to get back on the field. And now, you know, taking this year off, you can't, you know, he didn't have hits, you know, all over the field last year. He's not getting pounded every play. It can only do a running back with a superior and have the work ethic of Adrian, you know, smoke everybody with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm not too concerned about that side of it. I think he's going to have he's poised for a pretty big year here.
What are you concerned about?
Offensive line. We just lost Phil Lodeholt to a real bummer, an Achilles injury. And that's, you know, that's our big man on the right side. And that right there is where Adrian likes to hide behind and fly through that hole that he plows open. So that's going to be a big problem. We don't really know at the moment who's going to get in there right now. They're kind of trying out a rotating hole of a whole bunch of guys, and rumors that it'll be TJ Clemmings, but he's kind of a nobody, and we're trying to figure out if we're going to bring somebody in. And you know, everything's riding on Bridgewater, you know, being a good quarterback. And really, that means the offensive line has to give him time. So we'll see if that offensive line can meld together after Loadhole going down. You know, we've seen how a team is when Adrian Peterson is a season that's the best running back in NFL history. And all that does is give you a first-round playoff exit. So without a good quarterback, you're nothing. Without a good offensive line, your quarterback is a disaster. So we need that offensive line to be awesome.
All right, what about the other side of the ball?
That's where it does get exciting. Last defense to look really good. And Mike Zimmer, our coach, is a – they call him the cornerback whisperer. And we've got a couple good ones coming up here. Xavier Rhodes is quietly underrated right now as one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. I don't know if the other super fans are yet onto this, but he's slowly becoming one of the non-known shutdown corners in the NFL. If you go back and look at his last five or six games last year, no one can get a ball out on him. He is fantastic. And we just drafted, you know, another couple of young corners right now, and we're looking like, you know, we're gonna have a solid defense. The only hole we're looking pretty glaring at is, I suppose, the battle for middle linebacker, pretty tough. We don't have a clear middle linebacker, but other than that, we've got a lot of good pass rushing. We have one of the best safeties with Harrison Smith, and our defensive backfield is looking pretty great. I'm pumped about it.
All right, and I will say this. With yesterday's injury of Jordy Nelson, that defense has so much less work to do, at least when they're playing the Packers.
It helps us a lot. I mean, it's hard to you don't want to be the person smiling about it, but it's going to help us in games, and that's for sure. So, you know, it's definitely a thing. But Aaron Rodgers will find a way to pick us apart. He always does. And that's, you know, the most maddening thing to be looking at Brad your whole life and then somehow get Aaron Rodgers, which is just, ugh, it's brutal.
I enjoy Aaron Rodgers myself personally because he's, you know, Aaron Rodgers and he's awesome until he plays the Eagles. And then I'm like, ugh, no. What about the Lions? I'm very lucky. I think the Packers, I will trade like everyone with the exception of DeMarco Murray for Aaron Rodgers from the team.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll keep Jordan Matthews. We just need a wide receiver, a running back, and Aaron Rodgers. That's it. We won't survive. Yeah, that would be awesome. I think
everybody would trade anybody on their team for Aaron Rodgers, which is really, really annoying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's stick with the Vikings. All right, well, let's go over to Detroit right now. Detroit's looking real, real good. I mean, real, real good in preseason. Of course, there's Megatron. You know, you've got to fight a Decepticon, and now he's got this rookie. They've got this rookie running back, which is like he's phenomenal looking. I mean, they're calling him perhaps a Barry Sanders Jr. I think it's a little premature. You know. Do you guys have the personnel to stop that?
Last time we heard that there was a great young running back, it was Richardson, and we saw how well that turned out. So let's wait and see how well it turns out in the regular season. I'm not too worried about that part of the Lions. Their pass rush is still scary, even though they lost Sue. I don't know. I mean, the Lions are what the Lions are. They put up a lot of points. They're reasonably scary, but somehow they always seem to bungle it in the end, which – you know, we've kind of been out of the running for the last couple of years, so it hasn't been a big deal for us, but we're slowly climbing back to it. And right now I think it's going to be kind of a weird battle between us and the Lions for the second place here. I still think even with Nelson out, the Packers are kind of a clear number one. So, yeah, I think it's stopping Megatron. That's what you got to do.
Okay, and the poor Bears. Do we even bring them up?
Yeah, they're brutal. I mean, who cares about the Bears, right? They're like what the Lions used to be when I was growing up. Like, they look pathetic.
I'm telling you, Tom, you said that.
To the Bears super fan. But, I mean, they don't, like, they believe that they're going to be good. Does he even think they're going to be good? They look terrible.
His preview will be coming up soon, and you can listen to it. Games. Yeah. Oh, my God. He might be the best super fan.
We'll probably lose down in Soldier Field. We always do. I don't know why. It's really annoying. But who cares? I mean, you lose one game in Soldier Field, they're still going to win, like, three or four more.
All right, let's take a look at some of your outside the division. You get the NFC West, which is arguably the toughest division in the NFC. You are playing at the Rams, which I think they're my sleeper kind of pick. Their defense is ridiculous. And then you also have to face – you're also in Seattle. Good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to go super well. So, I mean, what can you do? Our schedule really actually sucks. It's pretty hard. I mean, we start out at the 49ers, Lions, Chargers, Broncos. I mean, all of the, even if we play super well, you could see losing all of those games, right? I mean, I don't think that we're looking like we're going to be a bad team this year, but we're playing top-notch teams all the way until we hit the Chiefs, who are also not that terrible of a football team. The first easy game we get is against the Bears in November. That's outrageous. I mean, like, this is going to be a buzz at the beginning of the season. And it's one of these, you know, we basically have a few easy games against the Bears, the Raiders, the Bears again. And that's about it. And, you know, hopefully the Giants are terrible. But that's really it. Like you said, when we play the Seahawks, I mean, you can really only just hold your breath and hope for the best there. So I'm not too optimistic scheduling-wise. The only saving grace here is that when you look at schedules at the beginning of the year, oftentimes the ones that look hard turn out to not be so hard in the end. So I'm kind of hoping people are wrong about a few teams here.
What else can Vikings fans look forward to this season? Is there anything else? I mean, I do think you guys are going to be really competitive. I do think as much as we don't want Jordy Nelson hurt in Green Bay, that does help a lot. I mean, it does. It limits at least one of his crazy weapons that the Aaron Rodgers seems to collect in Cheesetown. You know, your division is in a flux right now. I don't think it's as bad as the NFC South was last year, but it's definitely, you know, it has some potential, but I don't know if it's there yet. Do you think this is the year you guys are in playoff contention, or, you know, like where you can go make a deep run, or do you want like one more year, two more years? What are we looking at?
I think if I'm giving us a realistic evaluation, I think our team is looking significant, but I think we're probably going to finish on the outside looking in. I mean, we looked pretty good in terms of making big steps forward, but we're in a pretty division that has decent quarterback play top to bottom. The fact that, I mean, Cutler's kind of a laughing stock of the NFC North, but if you stuck him in a couple other divisions, he would actually be kind of a decent quarterback, not that terrible of a quarterback. So when you look at it, you're playing against a lot of good competition all the way top to bottom, and we have to overcome it. So I don't know, we're getting better, but it's tough when you play against Aaron Rodgers twice and Matthew Stafford twice. So it's going to be a long road. And quietly right now, our kicker for the last couple of years is having just an awful preseason, missing extra points and missing kicks all over the place. No one knows what the heck is going on with Blair Walsh right now. And that's, you know, quietly a huge concern that Vikings fans have at the moment. Somebody's got to go figure out what the heck is going on with that. And, you know, that could be one of those things that blows too close to you in the season and ruins your playoff hopes, right? So that's something that's got to get figured out.
Yeah, just ask the Falcons last year in London.
I mean, if Mason Crosby could figure it out, though, after that horrible stretch he had over in Lambeau, then I think that Blair can figure it out, too. But, you know, somebody's got to get in there and figure out what the heck is going on. Right now, it's a total mess.
Okay. Davey, if the Galpa Nation wants to learn more about Vikings or you, where should they go?
Well, to learn more about the Vikings, you know, I generally just go check out the KFAN podcasts, which are all on KFAN.com, which is the, you know, the Vikings radio network. Or just go to Star Tribune, which is the Minnesota Vikings newspaper, which is where I find a lot of the news. And me, boy, I don't really have a lot that you can learn about me on, but you can find me on LinkedIn or something.
And on Twitter?
Randa.
No,
and
no
on Twitter.
Twitter.
I'm Randy. I do have a Twitter, actually. It's Randy Beaman, RANDY_BEAMAN. Anybody who is an Animaniacs fan might understand what that's from.
I was an Animaniacs fan, and I don't understand the reference.
You don't remember the little kid that would walk out of the house and, like, spew weird stories and, like, drop his ice cream on the floor and then run back into the house and talk about his friend Randy Beaman?
No. I remember Pinky.
Google it after this, and you'll probably jog your memory. If you liked Animaniacs, I'm sure you've seen the little kid.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's very exciting. And again, you can connect with all of these super fans from Next Fan Up on Twitter at NFU Podcast or on blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. And again, all the links to Next Fan Up and to Davey, if I can figure out his Twitter handle, will be on my show notes at blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal or in sportsgalpal.com. Davey, thank you so much and good luck this season.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.